Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph. Picking it up at the top of the page, three lines down. Last Daf in the second parak. Here we go. Zakta Gemar. Yitmar. Ayayayay. Chatzi Zayas Chutzes Mano. Let's say have a case where somebody had in mind to eat Chatzi Zayas out of its time. And Chatzi Zayas Chutzem Koma. Chatzi Zayas out of its place. Someone's being naughty. Chatzi Zayas Lizmano. And he had in mind to the other half beyond its time. So we did a full on Zman out of the Zman, but only with El Chatzi after out of its place first. Amar Rava, Vayikatz ki yashin ha pigol. You woke up the pigol like it was sleeping, and this is going to be straight up pigol. Revi Rav Hamnuna. Amar Erev Machshavas Have. This is a mingling, a mix of intents. And it's no pigol. Amar Rava, mina aminala. Says Rava, where do I know this from? Vayikas kiyoshin apigol, that it woke it up. The Tanan, for we learned in a Mishnah. Kibitza ochel rishon, kibitza ochel shini, shablalon zebazeh. If you have a kibitza's amount of food that's a rishon l'tuma, and a base of food that's a shini of tuma, they get mixed up together. As she says, hatarovas hazeh, toras rishon olav lasos, Magosheni, the ha ika shiur, the rishon megave, lite tuma. What happens is the rishon chilkan, the mixture is considered now a rishon, and now it goes up to the level of a rishon. Chilkan, if you divided the mixture of these two things, ze sheni vze sheni, and each one is considered a sheni, because each piece is, we look at it as half a base of a rishon and half of that of a sheni. And we're going to see in the Mishnah that when foods of two different levels of tumah are combined to the amount of a kibetza, then it can bring a tumah even a tumah according to the lesser of the two. Hachazav erevim, but if you go and you mix them together, then rishon habi becomes a rishon. Mimai, how do we know this? Mitzgitani say for the fact that it says at the end, nafal zeba atzma v'zeba atzma al kikar shel truma. If all the mixture was separate, each one of them fell into a thing of truma, paslua, they make it pasal, nafla shneim kachas, and they fall together, asua shenia, they made it a sheni of tuma, which means, the fact that they make it into a sheni must be that they themselves actually become a rishon, so you see that these things wake up again. V'ravamnuna, my ravamnuna, says, ba-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa. Remember, Rav is one who said that it becomes, it wakes it up, makes it a pickle, and Ravamnuna is one who says, no, it's Erev Machshavas Havu. He doesn't agree with this, so what he says, hasam ikash yura. Then in the case of the food, that are different levels of tuma, then there's at least the amount that you need in order to be able to go and make something into a sheni, right? When you put the things together, the rishon food necessary for it to give over tuma as a rishon, it's, you've attained that. So even though it's when you divide it, it puts it down to the level of a sheni, which is, you know, it can go back to its original status of what it was. Hachalak kashir, but over here in the case of the kavanas that are going to be that are not the right kavanas, out of the time, out of the zman, the same thing, or out of the place. These, it was a full amount, it was a full kibetza, then it gets split up. But over here, we never had the full amount in the beginning, right? The first thing was, it was half for one thing and half for another thing. Therefore, at the beginning part, never like that, therefore, it can't reach pigol. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Aminah, how do I know that at the time? Because we learned in the Mishnah, in Tyrus. Ochel shenitma ba'avatuma. Let's say you have a half a kibetza, the beginning tame through an avatuma. Shenitma bevladatuma, and you have another one, half that became tummy through a secondary level tuma. Mitzarfen zemzeh, the mitzarf in order to make a kibetza. Latame bakal shebishneim, in order to give over tuma according to the lesser of the two levels of tuma. So you see the food that became tummy from the avatuma, right? That's what we said? Yeah, the avatuma will be lowered to the next level. My love, afalgav, the hoder malye. And this is true even with a avatuma. Even if you afterwards added an avatuma to it, still it wouldn't go and bring it to that original thing. It doesn't like close over an air and like awaken it. So do the same thing with pigol. Says Gemara, no, Dilma de Loha de Malia. Maybe the Mishnah's din is only true, and Echaim didn't spell it out, but maybe it's only true if you didn't later go and fill it out with a higher level thing. So that's not a good. That's not a good ride. We knocked that one out. Kiyosav Dimi Amar, Chatzi Zayis Chutzim Komo. When Rav Dimi came, Kiyosav Dimi Amar, Chatzi Zayis Chutzim Komo. Let's say we have a case or one first head of mind, they have half of a kezias out of his place. V'chatzis zayis chutzal mizmano, and then half after, out of his man. And then v'chatzis zayis chutzal mizmano. So he put those two one next to the other. Tani bar kapara, pigle, it is pigle. Ein chatzis zayis mo'al b'mkom zayis. Because if you have a mind of chatzis zayis outside its place, it doesn't really stand in the face of an entire kezias outside of its time. Kiasa Ravin Amar, Ravin came, he said, Chatzis Zayis Chutzal Zmano, Chatzis Zayis Chutzal Zmano, Chatzis Zayis Chutzal Mkomo. It's about a case where somebody first had in mind half of time, and then another half of time, and then he said, half of, out of place, Tani Bar Kapara, Pigel, that he says it's going to be Pigel. Ein Chatzis Zayis Mo'al B'mkom Kezias, because half of Kezias outside of its place doesn't help with his intent for an entire one outside of its time. That's the key, the real version. But wait, there's more. There's another version. Rav Ashi Masniachi Chatzis Zayis Chutz L'Zmano Ukezias. What happens if it says Chatzis Zayis out of its time? Ukezias. He says Ukezias. Chatzis Chutz L'Mkom of Chatzis Chutz L'Zmano Tani Bar Kapara Pigel. Unbelievable. Because in Chatzis Zayis, Mo'al B'mkom Zayis, it goes in the as and becomes a full Zayis there. Amar Rav Yanai, Chishev Shochlu Klavim L'Machar. If someone had in mind for dogs to eat a Kezias of it the next day, Pigel. It's Pigel. Yeah, that's certainly getting a level of Achila. Chishev Ve'es Izevel Yochlu Aklavim B'chelek Yir Yisrael. And Izevel will be consumed by the dogs in the portion, the chelik of Yisrael. So, the idea of dogs eating it out of its time certainly falls in the category of pigel. It's just Alma Shmei Achila. It's called Achila. Maskel v'Rabbi Yami, Yelamiyat, according to that, Chishiv Shetochleu, Eish Lamalcha, if one had in mind that a fire, other than the Mizbech, would consume the Kezias the next day, right, which we know is Achila, a fire that needed not to be blown shall consume him. The pigle, we say it's also pigle. Vchitim Achinami, we say that really it is. Vortarami, we learned that in Mishnah. Lechol kachatzi zayis, like the chatzi gezayis. If someone had in mind that they're going to eat a chatzi zayis and burn a chatzi zayis, out of its time, out of its place, kosher. Shein echil v'ktar mitzafen, because you don't be mitzaref these two things together. Kum techois, what are we learning from that Mishnah? That even burning of a carbon on the Mizbeach, which is the place of quote-unquote achila, is not considered similar to that of a person, and therefore it doesn't combine in order to make pigel. Rather, the kavana, the, you know, for a person to eat an entire kezias of meat affects pigle because that's the standard way of eating, and an intent for the mizbech to consume an entire kezias of the stuff going to make pigle because there's a special pasuk that teaches that. So it would come out then that an intent to burn a carbon in a regular fire, on which the pasuk teaches doesn't apply, can affect pigle, even though that pasuk says it's called achila. So says Gemara, no, eat the apka b'losh and achila. If he would express his intention to burn the Chatzis Zayis the next day by calling it achila, he would say, I'm shechting in order for a fire to consume the Chatzis Zayis tomorrow, hachinami. Then it would be considered pigel. Combined for this idea. Achamai skin and da'apka b'losh and akhtara. Use the loshen of akhtara, burning. I'm shechting it to burn half of it tomorrow, and that can be combined with something of someone eating it half as nice the next day. Loshen achila l'chud, loshen akhtara l'chud. Those are two separate things. Eating and burning are two separate things. You can't compare the two. You can't combine the two. Boy Ravashi, chishev lechol kezayis b'shnei b'nei adam. If someone had in mind that kezayis would be eaten outside of its time or its place by two people, so it's chetzi zayis each, man, what's going to be done? Basa machshavas lina dikashira, to go according to machshavan, the guy's entirely saying a kezayis. Albasar ochlin as lina v'lechashira, go according to the amount the people that are eating, and there's not going to be the amount. Amar Rabbi Toshma, let's take a look from our Mishnah. Lechol kechetzi zayis lachter, chetzi zayis kasher. She'en achil v'ktar mitzarefin. You don't mitzaref these two type of things together. Oh, beep, turn the page. Lamed alef beis. Halecha v'lecha, do me the lecha l'akdir. But in the case of to eat, right, is similar to that of eat and burn, echidami, Mishnei Bnei Adam. In the case we have two people, mitzdarf, it would be mitzdarf. Shema mina, it is mitzdarf. Boy, mina, boy, Rava, and there's going to be pickle. Boy, Rava, chishav lechel gazayis bi yaser, mechidei, achilas, bra, I'm sorry, not pickle. It's going to make it puzzle. Boy, Rava, chishav lechel gazayis bi yaser, mechidei, achilas, bra. I have someone in mind to eat a gazayis. But more than kedeichil's prasma, what's going to be the din? Lachila gavam mitaminele. Do we go ahead in reference to invalidating a machshava that's going to psul? Machshava's psul. Do we compare to that of the mizbeach, which is not limited to kedeichil's pras, or lachila hedyu mitaminele? Do we compare to that of achila hedyu, which is kedeichil's pras? I'm a bayit of a tashmat. See from Mishnah. Lechol kasayis lachter kasayis kasher. Shein achila vaktar mitzafin. No mitzayif. Tami the lechol lachter. The reason why is because. We don't combine is because you have to eat and to burn. Burning is more than kliyas chizpras. So the case is similar to the Mishnah's. And the Mishnah's is one in which a person intended to eat the second half of it in more than the amount of time to eat the chizpras. And the Mishnah implies that this intent would invalidate the carbon. Dilma Bahasa Gadol says, well, not a raya, because maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case in which he wanted to burn it in a big fire, so it would be consumed in less than half the time required to eat a process on a raya. Okay, says the next part of the Mishnah. Now, the last part of the Mishnah said, as we've quoted a few times, Lechol kechatzizayis, lehakter kechatzizayis, it's going to be kosher. Imagine, he's having kavana as he's doing this carbon. I'm going to eat a chatzizayis, and I'm going to burn a chatzizayis. Outside the time or the place, they don't combine, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Time of the lechol hakter, halechol lechol, davar shein darko lechol, and if it's lechol velechol, davar shein darko lechol, like the sacrificial parts, mitzarf, it's still going to be mitzarf. Hakatani reisha, but it says nereisha lechol as shadarko lechol, that's going to be mitzarf. As shadarko lechol in shein darko lo. So how does that work? Because now you have this second statement, which is contradicting the first. Rav Yirmiya Hamani, who is that go like? Rabbi Eliezer, he... Darmer b'chashin me'achilas adam l'achilas mizbeach. He says that you can go and put these two things together. Mechilas mizbeach, l'achilas adam. The Darmer looked at a mission, laflam, hey, hashokit as a zevach, someone goes and shechs a carbon, and he has his mind, lechol dover shein darko lechol, l'haktir dover shein darko l'haktir. Kosher, it's kosher. Eliezer pulls it. So we see that the latter part of the Mishnah is going like Eliezer. Like we said a couple of days ago, the race is the chamim, the safe is Eliezer. You could even say that the second part is the rabbanim, but lotem, but still, don't say that when the latter part of the Mishnah says that if you have intent to eat half of a kezias and to burn half a kezias, that they don't combine, ha lecho velecho davar she'in darko lecho. That it means to eat and to eat something which is not meant to be eaten in mitzdarf. Elima halechol vilechol davar shadarko lechol. Say it's talking about something that's darko lechol. My kamash v'lan. So what are you coming to teach? Li davar shadarko lechol kamash v'lan. Me reisha shman mina. I learned that from the reisha. So straight up, kesayis kechatzis zayis b'chutz kechatzis zayis l'machar. Pasul. Right, that's going to be possible. You don't teach me. You lechol actor. You're going to tell me lechol actor. Midukia de reisha shman mina. We can learn it out from the medayik from the first part. Lechol davar shadarko lechol in shein darko lechol lo. So that's obvious. Hashto ma lechol velechol davar shein darko lechol lo mitzdarf lechol hakter mi boy. Would you even have to tell me that? So how does that work? However, the gemara lechol hakter itzrich. No, it's necessary to teach the din that the intent. To eat chatzis zayis of meat and burn half a zayis of other, you know, of the imurim on the zbech, don't be mitzdarf. Because if the Mishnah had taught only the intent to eat half a zayis of meat and to have half a zayis of the other things do not combine, second like I would have thought, hasam hu delav ki orchi kumash ko mechashiv. There, in that case, they're not going to be mitzdarf because he's intending to do something very strange, eat something that's not meant to be eaten. Aval hacha, in the case of where he has in mind to eat, a chatzis zayis of meat and burn, chatzis zayis in the mizbeach, the b'haiki orche, b'haiki orche, both of them are the normal way of doing it, emel tzarf, maybe it's the mitzdarf, kamash v'lan, come to tell you by saying afterwards an intent for eating and burning to do not combine. That's right to say it. Hadrin Allah Kol Azvachim Shekiblu Damin Mazel for finishing the second parak. But you know what our minhag is? We say Hadrin Allah. So let's quickly go back to Tesvav Mabez when it starts off the Mishnah. The opening line says Kol Azvachim Shekiblu Damin Zar Onin Tful Yom etc. Now we're Yotze Zayin friend Mazel Tov finishes the second parak. Looking forward to starting the third next time. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.